Definitely. I mean, I think any time you have, you know, job responsibility change, I'm a very systematic individual. I mean, there's things that through the preparation process, you know, I'm already thinking about what, you know, what my call sheet or, you know, what actually I'm going to take onto the field, those types of things. So, you know, that's, to me, that's why they call it a process. You know, you work through it, and as we define all the responsibilities with the changes we've had to our staff, you know, we'll continue to do that. So, but, you know, the offensive coordinator in the past has called the fourth preseason game. So, you know, I have an idea what that looks like, and I'm looking forward to it.
What were your thoughts on Devontae Adams last year? You guys don't typically put rookies in critical situations at that position. Yet you saw a lot more snaps than typical rookie targets. What were your thoughts on this?
I thought Devontae had an excellent rookie season. He earned those opportunities. We don't ever, classify players on how much, you know, we play based on if they are a rookie or not a rookie. We've been a 25.6, whatever it is, age football team, for 9 years now. So when a young guy steps up and takes advantage of an opportunity, you try to create more for him, and he took full advantage of it. So, very pleased with the way Devontae played throughout the season.
Mike, you guys have shown an ability to be able to plug guys in along the offensive line and not really skip a beat for the most part. But given the stability last year, does it worry you? I know Brian Belaga, obviously a free agent. How much do you want to have him back? The continuity, how important is that? Especially he doesn't think it's all that important earlier today. He didn't think about it that much.
Well, Brian Belaga, definitely I want him back. I mean, and I know Brian wants to be back, but, you know, we're now in that business phase of our game, and that happens each and every year. So, but as far as, the second part of your question, continuity offensive line, I mean, history will tell you that, you know, you got five guys that line up and play together week in and week out, you're going to have a pretty good offensive line. So, And this line is the best line I've coached in my time in Green Bay, clearly, both, all the way through. I mean, just what we ask of them as far as the responsibility is more than we've ever done. The continuity that they've created has been awesome. The production is definitely the best that we've had. So this has definitely been our best group.
Any concern that there's carryover from a really bad ending to the playoffs to getting into the next season for the players?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think when, every year is different, this is kind of a little bit of a kickoff for that, because you have to, you shift gears. I know as a coach when you come down to Indianapolis. But, every year is a new year, and you're foolish not to look at it that way. And even if you're, the one that gets to walk off with the Lombardi Trophy. So I know, when we had the opportunity to win, the Super Bowl, we didn't feel like, hey, let's just not change anything and keep going. So I've seen it happen in the past. I've been part of some of that situation. I think you have to take each and every year and start over.
How do you view the tackle position? Brian's going to be a free agent. Don's a free agent. And coming off injury, JC moves all over. There's some uncertainty there.
I like the way our board looks right now. I mean, it'd just be nice to get, get our own free agents back. And, our offensive line group is, like I said, not just the starting five that we've had, but this is probably or clearly the best group that we've had here. So can't say it enough. We'd like to sign our own free agents back.
Do you envision Peppers being with you in 2015 as well?
Yes, I do. I must be the only one that doesn't understand why the question keeps coming up. I definitely believe Julius is going to be here. I know he was very comfortable, had a great year, made an impact both on the field and the locker room. It was unique to get to know Julius, through the process of, once he signed as a free agent. And, I think he looks great in the green and the gold.
Mike, what have you found to be the best indicator in a scenario like this, a starting time winner in the draft, that a quarterback has the intangibles it takes to be the leader you need in the game?
Oh, I think there's a whole process to that. I mean, the combine is definitely a very important part of the process. I mean, there's some things that you get to see here that you won't be able to see at the individual workout, or the information that's gathered throughout this whole process. So that's why I think you have to take it all in. The video is the most important. I always felt the ability to work a quarterback out, personally, is extremely important at that position. You have to be able to stand next to the young man in certain throws and certain things, and ask him certain questions to see how he reacts and so forth, just to really see where he's at. So it's a long process.
Coach, Eddie Lacy's been a little slow up the mark in September. A couple of injuries, but is there anything to the notion that he's just, for lack of a better term, a slow starter, needs to get rolling, needs to volume later on in the season? Any thoughts on Eddie's first couple of years slow off the mark?
I don't see Eddie as a slow starter. Based on some of the things that I read, the play caller just needs to give him the damn ball in September. So, I think Eddie's had a heck of a year. I thought Eddie played better in his second year than his first year. His first year, he made a huge impact for our football team. The number of tackles that he broke, the production he had in the run game, was definitely the highlight of his rookie season. Year two, the ability to play first, second, and third down was very impactful for us offensively. So I think Eddie made a huge step this year, and really the focus was to get him the ball more in the passing game and things like that, and very smart, instinctive player. The understanding that he has of our protection schemes, adjustments, and things like that, and his pass blocking really improved. So I think Eddie took the big step that you look for rookies to take into their second year. Eddie Lacy clearly took that step this year.
Well, Coach Edwards, have a good question. I believe in the regular season, like 12 of those 16 games, he was mainly like 18 carries or 18 touches or less, and I think the two playoff games he went over 20 touches. Is that something that we expect to see going into next year, as a guy who's going to be getting 20 touches a game, or do you expect him to still be at 15 to 18 touches?
I thought it was very important to check my cell phone before I walked in there. It's February 19th, and I have no idea how many times Eddie's going to touch it each game next year. As far as in the run game, I think it's important for when you have a player like Eddie Lacy, that he touches the football. And to me, it doesn't matter if you throw it to him or hand it to him. So he'll touch it, but I don't have the number for you.
Hey, Mike, Matt and Scott are both free agents, obviously. If the board works out the way it works out, would you like to take a quarterback, be a quarterback guy, and get a young guy that you get to kind of start building from the ground up? Would you like to see that?
Really, Scott, Matt, it's really two different questions. Scott and Matt obviously fit in our room and do a very good job what they're asked for. I think Scott's definitely an ascending player. I think he still has more growth in front of him. And then the other part of it is, the quarterback position. I don't think you ever pass on a quarterback. It's the most important position in the game. And if you have one, at a value that you're comfortable and he's in position to pick him, I think you pick him.
What are some of the top prospects, speaking of quarterbacks, come from no huddle, spread systems, plays are signaled in? How does that create challenges for you as far as evaluating that kind of the NFL
level? I think it's great training. I mean, there's a time where people felt that the shotgun and all this wide open offense in college would hinder a quarterback playing in the NFL because you had to teach them to get under center. I mean, the reality of it is, pressure, third down, key situational football is the biggest challenge for a young quarterback. And I think these college programs have done an outstanding job of playing wide open, asking the quarterbacks to do more. And I think they're much better prepared today than they were, and I know, when I first got in the league. So I think the transition for college quarterbacks coming in has been smoother, in my opinion.
Coach, especially with the release of Boston, do you see a bigger role next year?
Yeah, I think Richard Rodgers definitely improved throughout the season, and I think when you give a young guy a lot like Davante Adams, you give them opportunities, they improve. You find ways to, keep getting them involved. So I really like what Richard did this year, and I think the second half of the season, he was really comfortable to do all the things that we asked the tight end position to do. You know, from a responsibility standpoint, our tight ends are asked to do a lot as far as where they line up, you know, mentally, on the ball, off the ball, in the backfield, displaced formations, and Richard's very comfortable with that now.
How much did stabilizing the safety position this past year mean for the defense overall? What kind of flexibility does it give the defense?
It's funny you brought that up because I think last year I answered about seven questions about the safety position. So it turned out really well for us. I think it's a not only excellent position for us, but young, competitive, and it definitely gives you not only stability but gives you flexibility and creativity. And I think you'll see some of that as we prepare to go into the season.
Coach, you mentioned Davante Adams. What areas does he excel in the most as a receiver?
What areas did Davante excel the most as a receiver? You know, the biggest thing for receivers is to really get on the same page with the quarterback. And Aaron does a phenomenal job of talking to those young guys, you know, particularly after plays or, you know, walking through, you know, the hall or after meetings, in between meetings and walkthroughs and so forth, because, you know, that's the difference. And I think like a lot of young receivers, you know, they're used to be able to create separation in college football and get open where, you know, obviously in our league, the quarterback throws you open. So it's a different game. So I would say his biggest improvement, you know, came in his, you know, his understanding and being on the same page with Aaron.
Mike, two more for Coach.
Tayo Fabalujah from Texas Christian, table six. Tayo Fabalujah from Texas Christian, table six. Trenton Brown from Florida, table five.
Well, thanks for correcting me. I feel like I'm at home with my daughters right now. I mean,
well, I was actually going to ask about inside linebackers because maybe there's some parallels there. Do you need to get better production and better quality in that position, whether it's guys that are on your team now?
Definitely. I think the inside linebacker position could probably
Boston
be,
line,
you know,
Garland,
compared to where we were last year at the safety position. Obviously, we had a number of moving parts there, and so, you know, we'll see what this process that we go through as far as player acquisition, you know, how that affects it. And I really like the step that Sam Barrington made. I thought he made a huge jump, and that's what you look for. Once again, I mean, he's a second year player that needed to take a big step, and Sam did that.
Coach, you mentioned Tom and Aaron's relationship affecting the decision.
You know, frankly, it's the whole room. I mean, I think you have to go beyond Tom and Aaron. I mean, Alex Van Pelt is someone that's, you know, has a great relationship with Aaron. Has done a great job in the quarterback room. We spend a lot of time with the quarterback's receivers all the time already, so that part will be easy. You know, Tom and Aaron, you know, once again, this will be their 10th year working together. And Edgar Bennett. So I mean, it's really a collective effort between, you know, those four guys. And, you know, on the other side of it, the things that we've done in protection in the run game, you know, James Campen deserves a lot of credit for the progress we've made offensively, and now adding Mike Solari to that, and, you know, Jerry Fontenot being there. You know, Jerry's coached the three different positions now on our offensive staff. So, you know, the fit with Aaron and the coaching staff has really made this decision for me very easy. So I have a lot of confidence in, you know, what we're getting ready to move forward to.
Coach,